Happy Sunday, snipers. I wanted to get out this quick update because Bitcoin right now is rejecting the monthly open. So I want to talk about what's significant coming into this week as we have the CPI numbers coming out on August 10th, which is on Wednesday. And so let's look forward to that. We can expect some volatility in the markets. But what am I paying attention to coming into this week with Bitcoin inside of this range with a support of 22,576. This was last week's previous weekly open. This week's weekly open, it was very similar to our weekly open from last week. And so I'm not going to keep that on the chart. We're going to maintain 22,500 as our major support. And just notice here over the last 3 days, the monthly open has been acting as resistance. So 23,300 is quite significant for those short-term traders. And then, of course, the major resistance right now is going to be the $24,300 level. We all know that, snipers. If we break above $24,300, there's a potential Bitcoin can move towards the $28,000 level. But what am I monitoring this week? What's significant to keep on our watch list? The first thing is the fact that the Ethereum to Bitcoin chart is very similar to the S&P 500, where it has yet to break this lower high. And so we do not have a confirmation of a reversal in trend. All we have is a lower high so far for the Ethereum to Bitcoin chart. And so because we're so close to this 77,000 Satoshi level where we could potentially form a higher high, let's continue to monitor the Ethereum to Bitcoin chart coming into this week, because a break above 77,000 Satoshis would be very positive for Ethereum, of course, coming into the merge on September 18th. But it'll also give us a little bit of an idea of how the altcoin market is going to react towards the Ethereum price potentially seeing strength. If we move above 77,000 Satoshis, that could be a leading indicator for other altcoins and potentially even Bitcoin to show some strength if we move above 77,000 Satoshis. So the Ethereum to Bitcoin chart is at a very critical level. The DXY as well, a very important level here at 106.56, snipers. We're going to be monitoring the DXY here because I just want to see whether or not the DXY is ready to calm down or if we're going to be seeing a further breakout to the upside, because the DXY is clearly in price discovery in a bullish trend breaking multi-decade long resistance levels. And so 106.56 is currently very significant during futures markets right now. We are above that level. So the DXY is showing strength. That's not good for the equity markets or Bitcoin. But if the DXY starts to calm down below 106.56, that could be a very bullish puzzle piece for the equity markets to potentially see continued upside, because as I mentioned, the S&P 500 has yet to confirm a reversal in trend as it's still just forming a lower high back inside of this resistance area here that actually formed new yearly lows for the S&P 500. So we've yet to conquer through that roadblock. Let's continue to monitor this. We know that the NASDAQ has actually shown some strength against the S&P 500, but it's also coming into this week facing major resistance. As a matter of fact, this is only the third time that we've come to this major resistance, and this has held us down since the highs that the NASDAQ saw from the end of last year. And so since the start of this year, of course, we've seen downside, and this right now is a major area. And unfortunately, Bitcoin didn't break out so far this weekend with futures markets open. And so if the equity markets start to slide and push back because they're facing resistance, well, that could not be the best for Bitcoin. Of course, for the downside, what we'd monitor at this point, if we fail to get any candles, 4 hour or hourly candle confirmations above the major resistance of 24,300, then we know what we're watching. This $21,000 level based on the VPVR is where the most amount of volume has come in inside of this consolidation. And so 21,000, you can see here, has a lot of support here with volume. And so we're going to continue to monitor that $21,000 level if we break below 22,500. And then based on the small time frames, based on how the volume comes in there, we'll determine whether or not that's going to be the high or low, or maybe we come down a little bit further. What we don't want to see at this point, based on where the price is Bitcoin come back down to the 2018 previous all-time high at 20,000, because that wouldn't necessarily be the best recipe for Bitcoin. But as long as the DXY doesn't form new highs, depending on if and when this move happens, if we come to the downside here, the DXY still hasn't formed new highs, this could potentially be a long opportunity, because I just don't expect Bitcoin to cross back below 17,600 if the DXY doesn't give it a reason to. And so that's why the DXY is extremely important to monitor coming into this week. The S&P 500, of course, very important. And then I'll quickly mention Ethereum, as we've been talking about, still inside of this range with a resistance of 1760 and a support of 1597. So we'll continue to monitor this. If we break above 1760, as you guys know, we're expecting $2,000. And that's about it. International markets are very slow right now, and so not much leading indicators there. The S&P 500 is going to be extremely important to monitor coming into this week, Sniper. So let's see what happens with that CPI report on August 10th. That's extremely significant. Bitcoin Bottom on the live stream says, Naeem, what's your thoughts on increased volume? Well, let's take a look at the volume, because that's a very good question. If we go on the 6-hour institutional time frame, this is where I like to look at volume. What you'll notice is we have yet to see sell pressure equate to the amount of institutional buy pressure that we saw when Bitcoin bottomed out. We haven't seen any volume of that magnitude. We are seeing a little bit of spikes here of sell pressure coming in to this consolidation, this tight range that Bitcoin is currently in, but nothing to go home and tell grandma about. I would say the volume is still not indicative of a confirmation of either direction just yet, because with light volume, the path of least resistance is always sideways to a little bit higher. And by the way, snipers, for those tuned into the live stream, remember to smash the like button for the YouTube algorithm if you support this live content. Zeta says, love your content, but please also mention Ethereum dollar value. 77,000 Satoshis is difficult to understand. Well, if you're a veteran in the cryptocurrency market, you know the Bitcoin Satoshi value is way more important than the US dollar pairing, because that's going to drive the US dollar pairing to either outperform Bitcoin or not perform as well as Bitcoin. And so the Ethereum to Bitcoin chart is actually extremely important. I would say it's probably the second most important chart in the cryptocurrency market outside of Bitcoin, because it not only leads Ethereum to the US dollar, but it also leads all of the other altcoins. So it's good to start learning what this Satoshi chart is if you're new to the markets, because it's super important. I'm Vazus's Naeem Bey. That's funny. Well, I'll keep the video short, but Bitcoin right now failing to break above the major resistance, still facing resistance, acting like a stable coin, just moving sideways right now with light volume. Maybe we're waiting for the S&P 500 to give us a confirmation that this rally that we're seeing in this bear market is real and it's not a bull trap. If we break that high at 4,200 for the E-mini futures contract, it gives Bitcoin another reason to come towards that $28,000 level. At this point, we're going to start facing resistance right at 28,000, because that is the market structural resistance as well. But Bitcoin has clearly been underperforming the equity markets. If Bitcoin just performed as well as the NASDAQ, at this point, we should be at 28,000. So Bitcoin's still underperforming equity markets, still facing resistance. That is very clear right now. And so we need a break above 24,300 if we want to start talking about upside targets. But just realize this, if we break above 24,300, there's a high chance we can. The markets outside of Bitcoin look good. It gives Bitcoin the chance to do this. As long as the puzzle pieces don't fall apart, it opens up the door to this massive range that can take us all the way up to 35,000 at some point. So let's see what happens here. And, you know, as I've been saying, as long as we don't see that DXY break new highs, I'm not expecting Bitcoin to come below 17,600. It could form a higher low, maybe even a lower low, but I would expect it to get bought up quite quick as long as the puzzle pieces outside of Bitcoin are still intact. So Roger says, do you think BlackRock partnership with Coinbase for crypto will increase overall price? Well, that's great for institutions. And Fidelity also announced that they're opening it up for IRAs. And so we've seen this happen many times. This was also in our last cycle, that institutions come in different ways. So I don't think BlackRock with Coinbase is an immediate catalyst, but I would say that, of course, it's more legitimacy for the cryptocurrency market. That's what Kathy Woods thought in her recent video, In the Know. She just posted one, by the way. If you haven't watched a video, ARK Invest YouTube channel, Kathy Woods every month puts out a video after the job numbers come out. She had a great video out recently. And her view on the cryptocurrency market, just to summarize what she talked about, is that Bitcoin has held 20,000 US dollars, and that's quite clear with the monthly candle. The body of every monthly candle so far has held above the 2018 previous all-time high at 19,800. As a matter of fact, if you weren't tuned into the market, when the June monthly candle closed, it was within the last 7 minutes of the close that the bulls rescued that $20,000 level. They brought the monthly close above this level. They defended this level, and that's why it's clearly a support. So if we were to just take the charts and look at it for what it is, $20,000 has been holding as a support for Bitcoin. And so could that be the bottom? Well, maybe for the short term, as long as we break above 24,300, that starts to put more upside targets on the table. So let's see what happened. The weekly candle close wasn't too exciting. It was actually an indecision candle, fully below resistance, I would say, is the only thing that we can make out of this. But it pretty much maintained itself inside of the range of last week's candle. And so not too exciting there. But we'll have to see how this week plays out with the CPI numbers coming out August 10th. And with that, thank you all snipers for tuning into the channel. I see we've got a ton of people on our live stream. Smash the like button for the YouTube algorithm if you support this content. And have an amazing Sunday night and get ready for an amazing week. I can't wait to see what happens in the markets. And until next time, snipers, I will see you guys later. Snipers.